green beans. Uh-huh. They were small, and you just cooked them hull and all. That is, when it's tender, you just cook the whole pot.
All the strings and everything.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes you string them a little bit. Yeah. I used to sit down and string them because it's too old. Pull those strings off.
What a dismal job.
Yeah.
How about butter beans? How did you serve those?
Well, I just to pull those apart, just take the beans out, uh-huh. throw the pot away.
What did you call that when you took the bean out of the pot?
The hulls.
Uh-huh. I mean, did you say we're going to hull some beans, or we're going to beans? Or?
I'm going to hull some beans.
Uh-huh. Did you raise any of those Mexican brown beans?
No, we didn't raise any of them.
Did you eat many of those?
Not many.
How about the tops of turnips, say? Did you cook those?
Yeah, turnip greens, yeah. Used to eat a lot of those.
Did you eat, any others that way?
Eat what?
Other vegetables that way.
Yes, mother could put onion tops with them sometimes, mix them together, and then there used to be what she called a lamb's quarter. It'd come up early in the spring, and as a weed, made a good green. She used to cook a lot of those.
Did you raise corn for the table?
No. Never did raise any corn. Might have some popcorn, but that's the only corn we ever had.
Oh, that's fine, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nowadays, what do you call it when you get corn that's...
corn on a cob?
Uh-huh. Is that ever called roasting ears?
Roasting ears, yeah. Corn on the cob, same thing.
Uh-huh. Which of those would be older?
Roasting ears is oldest.
Uh-huh. What do you call the outer covering on this ear of corn?
The shuck.
And then right out of the shuck there's that hairy stuff?
That's the silk.
And then up above that on the stalk there's that...
I don't know what you're talking about. I can't think of it now.
This you're loaded with pollen, aren't
you? Yeah. That silk comes out on the top and have a tassel on it.
Now, the tassel, is that on the ear itself?
Yeah, that's right on the end, on the top end of it, you know. Uh-huh. And when it begins to get hard, that tassel will get white or turn red sometime, and it'll drop off. Uh-huh. When that tassel drops off, like, you know, no use to pull that ear, it's too hard to eat.
Called pigs, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Did you raise those vegetables that all these would be baked? You'd cut them open and take out the seeds, maybe bake them, maybe boil them, mash them up, serve them with butter. Or maybe there were these little ones that are yellow, have a crooked neck.
Oh yeah, squash.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How about that vegetable that you might eat with Joel on New Year's Day?
That's black-eyed peas.
Bring you good luck?
Yeah, good luck. You bet your life, but eat that every New Year's Day.
It's a good taste anyway, isn't it? Did you raise any berries?
Yes, and blackberries and dewberries over there, they grew wild. And then we had some currant bushes there in the orchard too. It was all wild. We'd set up there. Had a lot of those.
Any strawberries?
No strawberries.
Raspberries?
Raspberries, yeah.
How about melons?
Didn't raise any melons. Wouldn't grow over there. Hmm. We didn't. Couldn't raise them.
Did other people around here raise
them? Yeah, they raise them in the sand. Uh-huh. Watermelons and cantaloupes. Uh-huh. Mushmelons, they call them there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I grew up with mushmelons.
Yeah. They had big fellas, though. Big old mushmelons. Used to be great big old fellas, you know.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember the day.
Three or four times as big as these cantaloupes you get now. Big old yellow ones. Have a rib about that wide clear across from, you know.
Boy. Did you have any of those fungus